Welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tim.
I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Come, I am ready to rock and roll.
Great, great.
Rock and roll.
Good to hear it. Well, we're recording like a daytime episode for a change.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. Do you know that song? It's Tuesday afternoon. It's by the
Moody Blues.
Yes,
Tom.
God, I couldn't think of their name.
Man, I was going to just leave you. If this wasn't like the first 30 seconds of the show, I would have seen how long you would have.
It would have been 59 minutes of me just going like, oh, what is their name? I know it's two words.
And it was
something something.
So close, I could tell to the tip of your tongue that you wouldn't be like, ah, you know what? I'll think of it later.
No.
You're like, oh, it's going to be any. I was at a trivia. Mm-hmm. Bar trivia the other night.
Yeah.
And there was one of these, it was fun, but there was one of these categories where it's like, we're going to play 10 songs.
Yeah.
And you have to write the artist.
Name
who
that tune.
Who sings the song, just the artist.
Yeah.
And
name,
they're like,
name who sings that tune.
Name the tune Smith, maybe.
Yeah.
They could name it. But they were like, then they're all going to be from the same year.
Okay.
And then at the end, you tell us what year they're from. Mm. So I was hoping, yeah, for like the Tin Pan Alley days. got myself a new pair of Knickerbockers by
old Joe Slappy.
I got myself a pair of brand new Knickerbockers and I'm going to town.
Got my girl, my good girl. Anyway, look, Tim, I don't know that song either.
But it was 2013.
Okay, so
doesn't
3 years
suck?
Ago.
Yeah,
doesn't that suck?
Like, come on. You think?
Well, how many babies were there?
It was mostly babies.
Okay, well, they're not going to know that much.
They played that song. I wanna see you be brave. That song.
I don't think I know that.
You
song.
Know it. It's in computer commercials, Tom.
What do you think? I just watch computer commercials.
Yeah, you know what? You know everything about the new cell phones. It's for like cell phones.
Okay.
It was a huge hit, Tom. Anyway.
And then who is the songsmith?
Well, here's the thing. I almost lost my mind because
you couldn't think of who it was.
I know who sings it. Like, I could picture her. Mm-hmm. I know that, like, I looked it up because I was always like, that's not a Katy Perry song.
Yeah.
You're telling me? Who does sing it? Because it sounds just like that song Roar by Katy Perry. Also 2013. Also on that list.
Okay.
Got that one, no problem. So, like, has this ever happened to you? Like, I got so frustrated that, like, I just didn't want to do it. Like, I was like, that's it, we're going home. And, like, this was, like, round two of five trivia rounds. And I was like, I can't think of this one answer, and I know this answer.
Yeah.
And I don't want to play anymore. I don't like this. I'm going home. Then some guy told me. It was Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, okay. That's one of those people that I always hear that name, and I'm like, who is that?
She sings that song from the computer commercials, Tom.
Well, now I know.
Your favorite commercials.
Yeah.
You love computers. You love
commercials.
You
I love
pop
Sarah
music.
Bareilles.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. That reminded me of something that then I immediately forgot. Oh, yeah. Sleigh Bells. They keep suing people for stealing their music.
I think it happened like once or twice.
No, it's like three times now. But I'm wondering, like,
the band Sleigh Bells, not the instrument.
Yeah.
They're like, no, every Christmas.
Yeah.
Every Christmas.
Guys,
we got to
go need permission. But I'm wondering if it's just because every Sleigh Bells song sounds the same. And that, you know, just anyone that uses that sound of just like heavily distorted guitars, that they're like, hey, that's us.
Yeah. I can't speak to that, Tom. As you know, I'm federal judge, and I often get called to.
Yeah, this case might come in front of you.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. There's very little I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, like, everybody's really suing you. Everybody's really going for it these days, ever since those Marvin Gaye children, right?
Yeah. Might as well.
Yeah. I mean, not really, because, like, if you lose, you paid lawyers a lot of money.
Yeah, but if you spread it out enough, you got to put a bunch of bets down.
Yeah, or if you could get a billionaire to back you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be wronged by somebody and then trick a billionaire into funding my legal campaign against them, but I'd also, like, inflate the legal bills. Like, I'd collude with the lawyers.
Okay. You know that billionaire might then go after you if he ever catches wind of it.
Yeah, but guess what? I'll be like, oh, this costs like $5 billion, this mm-hmm. case. And then me and the lawyer split it. We each get $2.5 billion. And then the billionaire's like, oh, crap. Oh, now I got to sue him. And then he's like, nope. With what money, Peter? Yeah, yeah. What money will you sue me with?
Exactly. And who are you going to sue? The best lawyers in the world? Because that's who you colluded with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of the smartest civilians, Tim.
Yep.
The one who hatched this devious plan.
Yeah.
Do you say Thiel or Teal?
I've heard it's pronounced Teal.
Yeah, but don't you feel like a jerk? Like,
yeah, because there's a H in there.
Yeah, and it's also like, look, I don't want to pronounce the his name the way that jerk wants it pronounced.
Yeah. Well, but if you pronounce it wrong, he might sue you.
It's true.
Yeah, and take your blood.
What?
You know about he's taking people's blood?
Oh, is this trying to live forever?
Yeah, he's trying to live forever. He's taking young people blood.
What is he, like, buying poor babies or something?
No, Tim, you're not going to get that much blood out of a baby.
Yeah, but he'll keep them on a ranch somewhere, and he'll have, like, all these babies, and he bought them at bargain basement prices because he's like, oh, I'll give you... You know, $150,000 for your baby.
No. I think he's after, like, teen blood.
Teen blood. Oh, so he's like the slasher in the Scream movies.
Yeah. Well, because think of that, Tim. Teen blood's what you want. You don't want baby blood. That blood's going to be too watery or something, right?
Baby blood?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you get some...
I feel like that's the purest.
Yeah. But teen blood, because teens, they got the hormones running through them.
Who wants to feel like a teen again?
Pierre Thiel does. He wants some teen.
I want to be confused all the time. I want to not know what these urges are.
Horny and angry all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna yell at my dad all the time. You're ruining my good time.
Well, maybe.
You never let me do anything.
Well, maybe that explains everything, Tim. If he's got this teen blood running through him, he's like, ooh, Gawker, ooh, you mess with the wrong boy. I'm going to get you. And guess who I'm going to get to help me? Hulk Hogan. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, only the coolest wrestler around.
Yeah.
He'll beat you up.
So that's what it is with the teen blood.
Smart. I don't like that guy.
No. But they say teen blood's good for you. Well, they don't say that.
Who says this?
Peter Thiel. Well, he's not necessarily even saying teen blood, but I think, like, they did a bunch of tests with, like, rats.
Rat blood, I can tell you definitively, is not going to be better than your blood.
Well, you need so many rats, too. But, were they...
Yeah, he's spending all his time draining blood from rats. There's got to be a better use of...
There's
got to
be a better
stuff.
Way. No, but they took, like, blood from young rats, put it in old rats, and did a bunch of great things for him.
Some really great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, like, that doesn't mean... Like, is he... He's not, like, draining a teenager of all his blood,
no,
right?
No. Well, and that's the thing, that he's basically... He's putting money into a company that's researching all this stuff. But the commercial applications would be something like a teenager could go down to, you know, probably like a local vending machine, stick their arm in, get a pint of blood taken out. And
what's in it for the teen?
Money.
Vending machine interaction.
Yeah. They,
it's like, hey, it's cool vending machine. I love vending machines. I get Doritos out of there sometimes.
They'd get some free in-app purchases or something.
Yeah. I mean, here's
the
thing.
Like, you get 20 gems for Clash of Clans.
Yeah. If any teens are listening, do not, whatever Peter Thiel is offering you for your blood, hold out for more.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's got it.
He's screwing you.
Yeah.
Don't let him do this.
But
imagine the one guy that lives forever is that guy. The one guy we can't get rid of.
But you know, and it's the kind of thing of like, you know, people got more blood than they know what to do with. So it kind of makes sense. It'd be great.
What are you doing with your excess blood?
I told you, I put it down the toilet. But you know, if a billionaire is like, hey, Tim, give me a little bit of your blood. I'll pay you like $1,000 for it. He'd be like, great.
No.
$5,000.
All right.
Yeah.
You got yourself a deal.
But, you know, slippery slope. Then all of a sudden, there's a rush to the bottom. Blood's, you know, cheap. And then, like you said, you're getting some bad blood in there. Taylor Swift.
Wait, what?
That's one of her songs.
Sarah Bareilles.
No, it's T Swift does bad blood. Now you're talking about bad blood. I want to show you my good blood. I don't know the words, Tim.
Tom?
Yep.
Welcome to part two of the 2016 Fall TV Preview.
Wow, what an honor.
This might be the first time we've ever followed up a part one episode with a part two episode.
Well, certainly doing it the week after, like it should be.
Yeah, the way it should be.
Well, after the cliffhanger from the last one.
Yeah, who knew? We're going through the Fall TV Preview, a special double issue of Entertainment Weekly, Tom. As you know, they're doing it day by day. Mm-hmm. The way I take everything.
Well, certainly the way you take TV shows. You've got no other choice.
Yeah, right, Tom. Mm-hmm. In this on-demand world.
Oh, that's true.
Man, I'm streaming. I'm binge-watching. Yeah. I'm Netflixing and chilling, which really means...
jerking off? J-O-ing?
Gross.
What?
Tom.
That's not what it means?
Oh,
I thought
show.
That's what...
No, it means watching Netflix in the dark.
Yeah, and, you know...
Stop it.
What?
Gutter mind off my show.
Some of those shows have nudity.
What shows?
Some of them.
Do you want? Are you a guy that's like titillated? Like you watch Game of Thrones and you're like, oh, sweet, awesome. Like a nude
when
woman.
When the dragons come out? Oh.
Are there dragons?
Oh, yeah, the
on
nude
there?
Women, too. Right.
Are there dragons yet?
Yeah.
I heard there were baby dragons.
There were baby dragons like years ago. Now there's full grown. The baby dragons grew up. Tim, they eat people and everything.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I'm in. Do they breathe fire?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. I think there's three of them. I don't know. I didn't
only
see the last
three
season.
Dragons in the whole dang thing?
Yeah.
This doesn't seem
like Because it's like in a
time.
World where dragons didn't really exist. Like people thought they were a myth because they've been gone
like
for
now?
So long. Yeah. But then they were real, just like now.
Wow.
Did you see this new picture of the Loch Ness Monster?
No.
It kind of just looks like three seals that happen to be swimming at the same time and making a...
Wait, they have seals in that
That's
lock?
What I was wondering. Because they're like, oh, it's probably just seals. I'm like, it's probably just what?
What's going on
in
this lake?
Yeah, like that just is crazy, guys.
The seals aren't, I don't know. Seals are at aquariums, everybody.
Yeah.
Cool it.
Get a grip.
Get a dang grip on your life. So, Tom, we left off on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're going show by show.
I mean, you didn't mention some of the good shows that are on, but...
Like what?
Like, on Tuesday is The Flash. You skipped over
I
that one.
I think we mentioned The Flash.
No, you mentioned Supergirl. You didn't mention The Flash.
Okay.
They're doing...
Who's better, the Supergirl or The Flash?
The Flash is better. The Flash is the best show on television.
Oh, really? That's a bold claim.
That's an objective claim.
Yeah.
The Tim, Flash. They're doing Flashpoint this year.
I don't know.
It's a big comic book thing.
But you know what's coming back, Tom?
What's that?
Survivor.
How many seasons are they on Survivor now?
Take a guess. If you come within five, I'll give you $50.
43.
33.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. You owe me 50 bucks, Tom.
Oh, man.
This year... Or this it's not this year. They must do like five...
seasons a year.
Yeah, right?
They do at least two.
Well, it has been on for... they must do two, because it's been on since like
15 years, yeah.
Host Jeb... Oh, it's Millennials versus Gen X.
Might have to tune in for this one.
I don't know, because like, it's not going to be like well done kind of like study on the interaction, like right, like it'll
slackers
be like
slackers versus entitled babies.
Yeah, it'll be like
maybe
like,
this will be the season where everyone dies.
Oh boy, I got no beef with Gen X. Gen X were like Gen X ruined me because they made me aspire to like
be a slacker.
Yeah, like hey, don't try. Trying's not cool.
Yeah, just,
and like
just wear some flannel and go work at the coffee shop,
yeah,
man.
And I kind of wish I tried a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I blame Gen X, but also like it's not like the baby boomers or millennials who are like make everything for me.
Yeah,
right. The Gen Xers were just like, I don't know, do what you want, man. I'm gonna go strum this acoustic guitar and go. Jeremy Spoken. Yeah. I'm going to go speak in class today.
that's what
the Gen Xers were saying. Yeah. So here's... All right, I'm just going to read this write-up.
Okay.
It's a blurb, Tom. It's not that long. Host Jeff Probst says the network had one big concern when he pitched the idea for the upcoming season of the granddaddy of reality shows. The host is pitching.
I mean, at this point, 33 episodes in, they got to be letting Tim. I'm sure we could go in and pitch something for him.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's like, please, something.
Jeez,
somebody.
Anything any of you got?
The only debate with CBS was when I pitched it and said,
I think he's also, by the way, like executive producer on the show.
Yeah, but like, who really likes Jeff Probst?
I like him a lot.
With his khaki vest.
Yeah.
And his fake safari hat.
It's a real safari hat.
Well, all right.
It's the best safari hat money can buy,
yeah,
probably.
That hat's been on more safaris than Jeff Probst, I'll tell you that much.
I don't know what that means.
I don't think he's even gone on one walkabout.
I think he has, Tim. He's done 33 seasons of the show. He's seen like
it's
every...
It's filmed on a soundstage in Los Angeles. They're in freaking Burbank.
You're thinking of Big Brother.
The only debate with CBS was when I pitched and said, how about Gen X versus Millennials? And mm-hmm. they said, terrible name, Millennials versus Gen X.
What is that? I don't understand.
Yeah, if that's the most interesting thing they can put in this, like, one paragraph blurb.
Yeah, that's not getting me to watch
no.
it.
What would it be? Like, one of them, like...
One of them, then this year, one group is given guns.
Yeah. Well, the millennials will probably be like, oh, we don't want guns.
We hate the Second Amendment. We hate the Constitution.
Man, they really hate the Constitution,
We hate America.
They'll probably kneel during every episode.
Probably.
These millennials. Yeah, no, it just seems like that's going to be real bad. They're going to, you know, like...
Does it say where it is?
I feel Burbank. Like, it's a soundstage
Burbank,
in Burbank. Yeah.
I feel like they don't even they don't make the locations a centerpiece of it anymore because yeah. they're kind of out of like they can't make them go to Antarctica or something. They're gonna
they should Fiji, the yeah. home of water.
Yeah,
it's where water was invented.
From.
Yeah,
at least the good stuff. The stuff poor people don't drink. You drink poor people water. Have some Fiji water. Oh, you can't afford it.
You done, Tom?
That's their slogan, Tim. I'm just
wow, that's
you.
A very long slogan.
Yeah.
Just mocking
well,
people.
Well, look,
huh?
Tim, they paid a lot for this ad, and I'm going to give them their money's worth.
Makes sense. Tom, Empire's coming back, and guess season 3.
Is Cookie back?
Tom, what kind of dumb question is that? Of course Cookie's back.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
I think, yeah. Yep. Okay. Cookie's back, but guess who else is back
who?
For the first time?
Who?
Miss Mariah herself.
Is she playing herself?
I don't know. Yeah, sure. Nope. She will portray Kitty, a singer brought by Cookie. Oh, she's back. To duet with Jamal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Jamal is played by Jussie Smollett.
That sounds like a fake name.
Jussie. Yeah. So, I don't know.
That sounds like somebody named Jesse Mollett came in and was like, no, I'm Jesse Schmollett.
Because they failed the first audition.
Yeah, they came in wearing a fake beard yeah. and glasses.
Since when did Mariah Carey become like a cartoon character? Like, I feel like she used to be like, oh, no, she's a respected singer and
yeah,
stuff. And now
she was
she's
a
like,
diva.
Now she's really throwing around the whole, like, I'm an unreasonable person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She's all over the place nowadays.
Yeah.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting Mariah Carey.
Which you're going to have to stop, Tom.
Well, she's asked me to stop. Yeah,
she's going to call the cops this next time. You're on thin ice.
She got divorced from Nick Cannon, right?
Yeah, after they had two twin little babies.
So four babies?
I think so.
Okay.
Two twins and, no, five babies and three triplets.
What's Nick Cannon up to? They say
he's
in there,
hosting America's Got Talent, Tom.
Oh,
America's favorite talent
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing that for a while.
You ever watch that show?
No.
I thought I had no interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
Tom.
You have all the interest in the world.
It's magicians. It's daredevils. It's singers. It's kids doing like hula hoop things. I don't know. I don't. Those aren't that good. the singers aren't that good. But like they have somebody that comes out and like you're like, oh, this doofus, he or she is not going to have a great voice. Boom, you're blown away.
See, but you expect that at this point.
No, because sometimes it's bad.
Well, sometimes they, just to throw you off, they let somebody terrible through.
Tom, it's a spectacle. And then what they do once in a while, which this is the worst part, like, they'll be like people like juggling fiery rings and like doing flips and stuff and like doing, and then they'll just cut to Nick Cannon who's watching backstage and he'll just look at the camera like, whoa, impressive. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, I'm sure Nick Cannon thinks it's very impressive. Can you please now go back to the flaming hula hoops, please?
Tim, people just like to know that everybody's on board.
Yeah, we're hey, if Nick Cannon can admit to being thrilled impressed by this.
Yeah, yeah. And imagine the kind of amazing stuff he's seen in his travels.
Mariah Carey's nude body.
Yeah.
Giving birth to twins.
Right. And if somebody juggling fiery hula hoops still impresses him.
Yeah.
After all that.
He's seen it all, my friend.
And she was probably hitting like a high C while she was doing that too, shattering all the glass around.
Yeah, doing that that scream thing. Yeah. Which everybody always thought that was so impressive.
Yeah.
She just kind of screams that really high note.
Yeah.
And she's like, I call it a scream sing. And it's just like you're screaming, actually.
She doesn't really do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't need to. No. She's got nothing to prove. She's too busy like acting like a lunatic everywhere. Tom, your favorite network, the CW.
Yeah. They're back.
Is making a show out of your favorite movie, Frequency.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this show, Tim.
Tell me about the movie.
That's going to be on Thursday nights?
Wednesday nights, 9 p.m., the CW. But Tom.
Wednesday nights at 9?
Yeah.
Right after Arrow.
Tom, guess what?
What?
You can binge watch and time shift and couch surf all you want, man. Don't let the CW tell you when you have to watch Frequency.
Oh, I do, Tim. The CW is appointment television in this household.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad.
I know it. My dog knows it. And my robot vacuum knows it.
If your robot vacuum, if you sit down like, oh, now time to enjoy an episode of The Flash, and your Roomba goes like, do you lose your mind?
Yep.
I sent you not to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes the dog accidentally sets off the Roomba.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can imagine you screaming yourself
at
hoarse.
Both of them.
Yeah. Ginger, what do you name your Roomba?
Probably Roomy.
Roomy? Probably. Yeah. What do you scream?
Just curses, really. Just expletives.
Tom, they're making a TV show out of another one of your favorite
movies. Well, we can't talk about Frequency
yet,
Tim.
Okay, let's talk about Frequency. I don't really know about
Presumably Dennis Quaid is not back.
No. Riley Smith.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah.
But Frequency was a movie with Dennis Quaid where Dennis Quaid could talk to his dad in the past through a ham radio. You love ham radios.
Tom, I love ham radios. We're going to talk to the astronauts using a ham radio one day.
Which is pretty similar to what these guys are doing.
Yeah.
They're talking to the past through a ham radio.
I saw the movie Frequency in a movie theater, Tom.
Yeah, me too.
And I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I just went. It was one of the few times I went to the movie theater, and I was like, what you got playing right now?
Yeah.
And that always, one time it didn't work out. I saw, what was that, Keanu Reeves movie?
Constantine. Yeah. Well, that wasn't very true, the comic.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah, that was my problem with it, too. Not that it was 3 hours long and so boring. Was your problem it wasn't boring enough? It wasn't as boring as the comic book.
Well, it just wasn't that true. And believe me, Tim, Keanu Reeves, in my book, I think he's honestly one of my favorite actors.
That's just because that one movie where they killed his dog, right?
John Wick.
Yeah.
But between John Wick and the Bill and Ted movies are the most chronically underrated movies in the history of the world.
There's not one person that does not like those movies.
No, but I think they're movies that just aren't in the public conscience enough.
What are you talking about?
They're just not.
Tom, everybody's always saying, excellent.
No, Tim, they're not saying it enough.
Everybody's always climbing on top of a phone booth and going, whoa, take me to Socrates. Yeah. You don't see people doing that all the time?
No. Tim. I hope this Bill and Ted 3 actually happens.
No, you don't.
I really do, Tim.
Why?
Because Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey is one of the best sequels of all time.
That's probably the only good sequel of all time. It's better than the original.
Yeah. I like it more than the original.
But the thing is, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. But here's the thing. You don't need something freaking 30 years later. You don't need to be like, oh, let's see what these slacker teens are up to. Oh, they're depressing old men now? Great.
But that's what the plot of this is going to be. Do you know what the plot of Bill and Ted 3 is?
No.
It's that they're, like, you know, the age they are now, and basically none of the stuff ever happened. Like, they never became, like, rock gods and changed the world.
But why not? They did.
That's what the movie's about.
No.
That's, like, figuring out what happened.
Who needs this? This is why you really can't do, like, that's why in the sequel it was like, eh, we'll send them to hell and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, once you start doing sequels to time travel movies, like, Terminator 2 got it right, right?
Yeah.
But then everything since Terminator 2 has been like, we have to, like, create conflict. So, like, we have to undo a bunch of stuff, even though,
it
like,
does get tricky, yeah.
Yeah, and it gets just, they tie themselves in knots.
No,
Tom.
But I think the Bill and Ted's people, they know how to do it right. Because Bill and Ted, Bogus Journey had time travel elements in it, too. But they were limited.
Yeah, but they didn't have to, like, undo what they did in the first one.
Right. It wasn't, like, time traveling through history. It was, like, time traveling, like, a week or two.
To hell.
And to hell.
They went to hell.
Well, they went to hell because they died.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah. Ooh, that. They got pushed off a cliff.
Yeah. So, wait, what did you want to say about Frequency?
Oh, I look forward to the television show, Tim.
Oh, good. Thanks for keeping us on.
And they did. Hey, good job putting it on after Arrow, because guess what? I'm already watching Arrow, so my butts are a part.
Gonna get
the
big
seat.
Arrow boost. You don't like Arrow anymore.
The last season was pretty terrible, but you know, I'll
you
still watch
it. You have a high tolerance
episode
for terrible.
Yeah. So imagine if I'm saying it was terrible, how bad it was.
Tom, speaking of something terrible that you'll likely tolerate, a new drama. They're calling it a drama.
Ooh.
Lethal Weapon on Fox.
Oh, well.
Starring Damon Wayans and this guy named Clayn Crawford.
That's another guy. He was.
Look at this doof.
Oh, that's Lane Lawford. He must have come in and for a second audition as well. No, I'm Clayn Crawford.
Crawford. Clayn. Not allowed to, you're not allowed to name your kid Clayn.
Nah.
I imagine once this Lethal Weapon premieres, every baby in America is going to be called Clayn.
Well, after his Lethal Weapon premieres, he's going to be on the cover of EW, and it's going to say Clayn to Fame.
Holy shit. Tom, yeah. You've done it.
Yep. That's a free one for you, Entertainment Weekly.
Freaking David Wayne.
Yeah.
Damon Wayans. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant to say. Looks like he's 30 years old.
Yeah, he does not look
he
like
looks
he's too
like,
old for this shit.
He looks like he's the exact same age as his son, Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah.
Who also has a TV show on the same network.
He's on The New Girl, right?
Right, I think so.
Yeah. I think he might be on a different show now.
Yeah.
I might be wrong. I've never seen The New Girl.
Tom, have you seen a commercial for this Lethal Weapon movie?
I have not, Tim.
It plays like some like what sounds like an inspirational Christian rock song in the background, like
"All right,
we're gonna burn," and like hey, it's like
at least they're not ripping off sleigh bells.
Damon Wayans, no, there, but there's a lot of ching 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 in the background. And Damon Wayans is like talking to his wife. He's like, "I have to go back. I have to protect this city."
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Damon Wayans like talking to this guy Clayn,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "I don't want to have to constantly be bailing out some loose cannon like you."
Yeah.
And Clayn is just like, "Don't talk to me, old man." And it's like, when the stakes are could never be higher,
mm-hmm.
two partners need to be best friends or some shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then it's Damon Wayans' wife talking to Clayn, and she's like, "Just make sure he comes home safe every night." And he's like, "I'll make this vow to you.
Mm-hmm.
This will happen." And it's like, doo, 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 Lethal Weapon. And it's like, that's not what Lethal Weapon is about.
No, Lethal Weapon's about
get that
hijinks.
Goofy anti-Semite. And the guy who's too old for shit.
Yeah. And have them both blow things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, not even really care. Like, oh, yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah, and then get chewed out by the chief.
Yeah, and then they go, screw you, chief.
Yeah. Why did, if they're going to do this, why didn't they make a TV show out of Blank Man and use Damon Wayans?
What everybody's been clamoring for.
Tim, I watched a little bit of Blank Man recently. It was on TV. It just gets better with age.
Hey, this week's episode is sponsored by Blue Apron. Tom, do you know what Blue Apron is?
Yeah, Tim, I know what Blue Apron is.
You're not an idiot.
Yeah.
Not to say. I'm just saying that we're very familiar with Blue Apron because we tried it ourselves. But if you're not familiar with it, here's the scoop. Mm-hmm. Here's the lowdown.
Give it to him straight.
For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
Mm.
It comes right to your door.
Yeah.
You and your family, or if you're alone, you and yourself, you can make these meals. Blue Apron knows that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. So they set the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Tom?
Yeah.
They send good food to your home. Not just any food.
Nice, fresh stuff.
Some good food with the recipes, and you get in there, and you make it, and, like, at first you think, like, making my own food, what am I, some sort of,
chef?
Chef? Well, you need not be a chef.
Yeah.
It makes it easy. You know what?
You got the nice full-color instructions.
Yeah, and you feel like you accomplished something at the end. And guess what? You got something to show for it, and you got something to taste for it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, your favorite, Tom, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. Tom?
Yeah.
Let me throw down some of these meals that are available in September. Okay. You tell me what you think of them.
All right.
Paprika spiced shrimp and cheddar grits.
Ooh, cheddar grits?
Shrimp and cheddar grits with tomato and sweet corn. That's right up your alley Tom. Spicy hoisin chicken. Is that a thing? Hoisin chicken stir fry.
Oh, okay.
With baby bok choy and sesame ginger cucumber salad.
I like bok choy.
All these ingredients are so classy.
Mm-hmm.
So classy, I can't even pronounce many of them. Eggplant and chickpea tangine with Islander pepper, tomato, and couscous.
Sounds good.
I look forward to learning what some of that stuff is. Summer udon noodle salad with cherry tomatoes, corn, and summer sweet pepper. That's like a lot of like ingredients in that one.
Yeah, it's not like a box of noodles and some powdered cheese.
No, which is what you used to eat before.
Before Blue Apron came along.
So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/guide. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/guide, G-U-I-D-E. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Tom, and one thing. They send you three meals worth of food for free. Just do it. Even if you think you'll hate it, which you won't, you'll love it. Free food. Do it. Don't make your grandmother cry. Ooh, boy, Tom.
Yeah.
We're already at... later on Wednesday night.
So we're not over hump day yet.
We're still in the midst of hump day. But guess what? This is when you need television the most.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, I hate my life. I hate my family.
If only there was a way to escape, even for just a half hour.
Yeah, you know where you can go on down to, Tom?
Television.
South Park, season 20, Tom. Guess what?
What?
They're rude. They're crude. They don't pull any punches. These four foul-mouthed Coloradan kids really, really give their unvarnished opinion on how anybody who ever has any kind of a cause is wrong and stupid and should be mocked.
Mm-hmm.
I hate South Park so much. I used to love South Park, Tom.
Yeah.
And now they're just like, hey, we're just like... old rich white guys telling you why, like, you're wrong about everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, season 20, and they got into the schedule of making the show the week of.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, oh, we have to, you know, the easiest way to make fun of something is to mock it.
Right.
And if you've only got a week to do something,
Yeah, and animate it. Like, write, record, and animate yeah. it. Yeah.
The animation stuff is fascinating, like how they like got that down to a science.
Yeah, computers.
Right. But even like the computer process of, you know, because they still have to like create new characters sometimes. And
yeah, but all the characters look the same.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's interesting.
It's just like, I hate when people are like, oh, well, let's see what South Park's take on it is. Yeah. Like, oh, what do you think it's going to be? That like... when they're like, oh, this NFL stuff with these players mm-hmm. taking the knee, what do you think it's going to be? Oh, these players are rich and shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it's not going to be anything nuanced.
No. It's going to be like, and be
they're farting and pooping their pants while they do it.
It's going to be that both sides are stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only smart person in the world is freaking Trey Parker.
And which, Matt Stone.
Yeah. Which is kind of true, because, like, they got this, like, marginally funny show to be, like,
yeah, make them millionaires yeah. million times over.
Joke's on us.
Yeah.
Trey Parker and Matt
They're
Stone.
Right. Maybe everything is stupid.
Well, that gets us through hump day.
Finally.
Phew. So you can go back to work on Thursday morning knowing that anybody who's ever like protested or anything or like pointed out that like there's a specific problem in the world.
Or tried to make something better.
Yeah. That they're just whiny little pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Pitch, the new drama.
It's about a lady pitcher.
It's about a lady baseball pitcher.
A lady. We want a lady pitcher, not a lady belly itcher.
Right. Tom?
Now, this is based on a true story?
It says here it's based on a true story of a man.
Oh, okay. Being,
they swapped the gender.
So this is actually the Nolan Ryan story, but they yeah. just put a lady in.
They put a lady in it. Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
He's a real tough guy, huh?
Sure is. Good pitcher.
And this has been Sports Talk with Tim and Tom. Tom,
uh-huh.
So this always makes me a little skeptical.
Okay.
Because, like, it's about, you know, there's only been men in the major leagues. And then this is a woman coming in.
Mm-hmm. Disrupting the boys club.
Right. And it's all about like breaking barriers. But this is like sanctioned by or like officially like
oh,
the MLB is letting them use
the real uniforms and teams yeah, and everything.
And like it's on Fox, so they have like Joe Buck mm-hmm. and like the rest of the team like calling it yeah. like whenever anything is like officially sanctioned like
yeah,
this,
it's
like
not gonna be any good.
Especially when it's about like oh, we're going to, like, break down a barrier in
right,
sports,
right.
but the sport is in on it. It's like, eh, we'll give this to them so, like, it doesn't actually ever happen.
Yeah, so we don't have to do it for real.
Yeah.
So that if a woman pitcher comes along, that's good enough to be in the major leagues. We can be like, we made the TV show. What more do you want from us?
Yeah, go watch Pitch Thursday yeah. nights at
on
9
Fox.
On Fox. The other thing...
We even told Joe Buck he has to do it.
Joe Buck will do anything for yeah. a buck. That's where he got his name.
Wow.
Yeah. In the commercial, there's one part where, like, there's another, like, inspirational thing,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, how inspiration... Like, if it's not based on a true story, don't be, like, the inspirational tale of a yeah. thing that will never actually happen.
Yeah.
But they, she goes to her locker for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees her uniform,
mm-hmm.
and it's number 43.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at Bob Balaban. Mm-hmm. You know that guy?
No.
He's in, like, everything. He's a character actor.
Okay.
And I think he plays, like, he plays the team's owner.
Okay.
And she looks at him, and she goes, 43? And he goes, one more than Jackie. Which is like, you can't, like, basically Jackie Robinson's number is 42, and yeah. the line is like, you're better than Jackie Robinson. Yeah. And it's also like, but this didn't happen.
Yeah, but you're a fictional character.
So, like, you're making this world where it's like, yeah, this character makes freaking Jackie Robinson look like scum.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, it'll never happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is the uniform custom made for a lady?
What by what do you mean?
Ladies' curves. Do you mean answer my question?
I think it's best to maybe this is gonna get very. I wish you know what this needs to be. You know what we need to do, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't working out
for the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need morning television show.
Yeah, so where, we can just read the newspapers.
Yeah, because I'm having a great time flipping through this fall TV preview Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, and it's nice for me to finally see you do some reading. You know, Tim, it's been so hard to get you to read. And now, you know, it's really...
I'm glad that you've taken this as your cause, though.
Yeah.
To get me to read.
Any way I can.
I just want to be able, I want to be like Regis, where I can like, oh, this is interesting, and then I can hold it up and be like, hey, get a close up on this,
yeah.
Right?
Because
I'm looking, Grey's Anatomy is coming back for its 13th season. I haven't seen one episode of. This is what we wanted to do, Tom.
What?
We wanted to congratulate the cast and crew of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, right, yeah.
For still being on the
Congratulations
air.
Congratulations to the cast and crew of Grey's Anatomy on another season.
There's a character called Riggs on Grey's Anatomy.
So is that going to be a crossover with Lethal Weapon?
It's this completely other guy.
Parallel universes.
Probably. So congratulations to our friends.
At Grey's Anatomy. From all of us to all of you.
Do you want to talk about... you're not going to be able to watch Grey's Anatomy, I don't think.
Why not?
It's not up against me? No dorks. Only cool people can...
Maybe it had a TV rating that was too high for me.
I'll tell you what's on at the same time.
What's that?
Washington, D.C.'s Legends of Tomorrow.
Not Washington, D.C.'s, Tim. It's just D.C.'s. Detective Comics.
Oh, so a bunch of detectives have gotten together.
Yeah, in a way.
Tom?
Yeah.
Who is in this? Reverse Flash? Captain Cold? There's a guy named Captain Cold.
Yeah, Tim. He's got a cold gun. Doy.
Damian Dark.
And probably Malcolm Merlyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Legion of Doom, Tim.
Wow.
They're the bad guys this season.
Is there anything you want to say about that show?
They're up against the Atom, White Canary, Firestorm, and the rest. I don't know. Last season of Legends of Tomorrow was very hit or miss, but hopefully this year... It'll be more hit than miss.
Washington, D.C.'s Legends of Tomorrow, starring your favorite
said
congressman.
All the people that stars.
Mitch McConnell.
No, he's not in it.
Cory Booker.
Nope, not in it either.
President Barack Obama.
He's in it sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, man. They should give the president a sitcom, right?
I mean, if you're going to give any president a sitcom, it'd be him or Trump.
Yeah. Trump's sitcom wouldn't be good.
No.
He's not that funny.
No. He thinks he is.
Yeah. Obama's not that. I feel like when we're all like, oh, Obama's so funny, it's like, yeah, he's funny for a president.
Oh, he's super funny for a president. And he's like, okay, funny for a normal guy.
Yeah. Imagine George W. Bush, like, didn't start all those wars and stuff.
Yeah,
and, like,
he'd
do
be
all
the funniest
stuff.
President.
Like, I would have loved that guy. I would have been I'd like to hang out. I'd like to have a beer with George W. Bush.
Yeah, I just don't
Knock
want
him
in
right
charge
off the
of anything.
Wagon. Get him to be an alcoholic again.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll do something. We can lock him up.
You can't lock him up.
He's too strong. I've been the bars.
Yeah.
Tom, there's this other show called Better Things.
Yeah.
On FX.
Is that like Stranger Things, but better?
Apparently. No, it's got Pamela Adlon.
Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
Whoa.
She's hitting the beach again.
Well, consider my DVR queued up.
Do you have a DVR?
No. But I'm going to go out and get one if Pamela Anderson's back on TV.
She must be somewhere, right? Do you remember when they had that, she had her, it was called Stacked? And it was Pamela Anderson, and she worked in a bookstore or a library or something. And the whole joke was like,
that she has
big
boobs.
Look, a lady with big boobs is in a place where people read.
Yeah.
Like that would ever happen.
Imagine a wackier thing.
Yeah.
Was that a network show, or was that like a syndicated?
It was on Fox.
Oh, okay.
And I think Christopher Lloyd was like her uptight boss, which is like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's... And that show's in its 17th season.
I think that lasted like a couple seasons, though.
Really?
And it was just like boob jokes. and just like, I don't know how to read because I'm just an attractive woman.
Yeah. Well, somebody should have taken the time and attention that I've given to you to get you into reading.
The time, love, and tenderness, right? Yeah. You know who should take that? Michael Bolton.
He already does.
Yeah. Well, maybe he can finally get Pamela Anderson to learn how to read.
Maybe. If he can't, nobody can.
Tom?
Yeah.
We're already at Friday.
Oh, wow. The week's flying by.
Yeah. And my favorite show?
Mm-hmm.
The Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. Shark Tank's back?
Yeah. Guess what?
What?
The sharks are back.
They have all the same sharks or new sharks. They swap any of the sharks out. Any shark swaps?
No shark swaps, but Chris Sacca.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be in the mix a lot more than he has been.
Okay, but he's not officially a shark?
I think he might officially... I think he's officially a shark now.
Okay.
But, like, not every shark's
not in every
on
episode.
Every episode.
Right.
Because, like, for a while they didn't put two women sharks mm-hmm. in the same episode. It was either Barbara Corcoran yeah. or Lori Grenier, but never both. But then they tried it with two of them.
Uh-huh.
And the two of them just said mean things to each other the whole time.
So they were like, great, you guys are both in every
yeah,
episode now.
Yeah.
People love a cat fight. Meow!
It's true. Yeah. They just, they give them, there's lots of pillow fights.
Oh,
they just
wow.
have, I don't know, I mean, they
Barbara
must have,
Corcoran, like you've never seen her before.
Yeah. It seems like when they dragged out that kiddie pool full of Jello.
Yeah.
Like they were just they were waiting like, for that to happen.
Girls, you fighting here.
And they did. They're good business women. They yeah. know.
They only get Chris Sacca in for like the internet stuff.
No, Chris Sacca, I think, is trying to
diversify.
Yeah, and be like, oh, I know
into
about
the
everything.
Infomercial market.
Yeah, and he wears all these Western shirts all the time.
Because
he's a cowboy, I guess. Yeah. He's real. Here's what I love about these like Silicon Valley billionaires.
Yeah.
When they pretend like I'm living off the land, like you know, like they're like I'm a wilderness person. It's like
yeah.
you made all your money making it so that nobody ever has to like step foot outside their apartment or
yeah.
like not be in relative comfort at all times.
Yeah,
you're not like an outdoorsman. You've Chris Sacca, I challenge you to ride a horse.
Ooh.
If you show up here where we record this on a horse,
yeah.
having ridden it from your own house, I'll give you $1,000.
Well, that's an offer he can't turn. Even a billionaire like him couldn't turn that down.
A good businessman,
yeah,
will knows the importance of that first $1,000.
Mark Cuban's back.
Yeah, of course, Mark Cuban's yeah. back.
Now, him and Chris Sacca are friends.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. It's all for show. Tom, we mm-hmm. should go on Shark Tank.
With what?
The show.
The podcast.
Yeah.
We're here looking for $100,000 for a 1% stake.
I would give the sharks. Mm-hmm. Here's what I would give them of this show.
Okay.
49%
mm-hmm.
for $500.
Just so you could rely on their expertise?
Yeah. I bet if Mark Cuban started a podcast.
Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, man. If they started selling this podcast in Walmart.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Also, we would get accused of being gold diggers by Mark Cuban.
Why would we be gold diggers?
Gold diggers are... he should have come up with a different phrase.
Yeah, a phrase that didn't already exist.
In his vocabulary, that means somebody that goes on Shark Tank...
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to make a deal, but just trying to get exposure for their product.
Ah, okay.
That's my problem with Shark Tank. I wish Shark Tank, like, you got to watch, like, they didn't air them for 5 years or something, right?
Put them in a vault?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, no, the people here are just here to make deals. It's not, like, they're not going on because it's the best, most effective way to market your product.
Right,
right,
right. Yeah.
Like, just getting on Shark Tank is like, oh, okay, we're a viable business for at least a year now.
All the people on Shark Tank, though, it's like they always go on there with like the most just like, oh, we're looking for $1 million for 15%. And it's like, no, with nobody ever. And they just never seem to have thought through where their limit is going to be in any negotiation.
Yeah.
And then the sharks, true to their name and nature.
They circle, Tom.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, they're like, we'll give you $500 for 51%. They're like, oh, all right.
No, but when they're like, I don't know. They're like, well, then get the hell out of here. Why are you wasting our time?
Well, and rightfully so.
No, not rightfully so.
Then don't go on that show.
They're getting paid to be there. You know what? You're never wasting the shark's time. It's not like, oh, I had other meetings I could go to. No, you still have to film your TV show, Mark Cuban. You right. can't be like, oh, man, time is money.
But nobody
like,
wants to watch.
Yeah, you're making money, regardless.
But I'm sure there are some of those where deals aren't made that they don't air them. They just throw them out because they're like, we don't want to just have an hour of deals not being made.
No, they know what to do. Tom.
What do you mean they know what to do?
It's television, man.
I know it's television. That's where I watch it. But I'm just saying, I'm sure that there are some times where there is like, yeah, that person came in and was completely unreasonable.
No,
and like it wasn't enjoyable.
They make sure that doesn't happen, Tom.
How?
There's such a screening process. You think they're just plucking guys off the street, schmucks like you? Like, hey, you want to come in and talk to the sharks?
Well, what do they screen them for?
They have them do the pitch, make sure it's entertaining, make sure that they're asking for a reasonable amount of money that would inspire a good negotiation.
Yeah.
Tom, but it's like you've been a television producer for how many decades now?
Yeah, just never learn.
Just never learn. You're just bad at your job. The other thing that pissed me off about Shark Tank, mm-hmm. in the beginning, they're like, oh, small business owners come in and if a shark doesn't invest everything that they want,
yeah,
then there's no deal.
The business goes under.
And it's like, no, it's not that there's no deal. They negotiate all the time. Just take that one false line out of you. God, it's ridiculous. We're all watching. We can see. And it adds nothing. It adds nothing to the intro.
Did you know or do you ever watch, they put Dragon's Den on BBC America now.
Really? I don't want to hear people with an accent different from mine.
It's just... It's got a much dingier set.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are there actual dragons in that?
Yeah, well, because it's British, yeah. They bring them in every once in a while.
Van Helsing, that looks boring.
Yeah.
They got to stop trying to make Van Helsing.
Yeah, they keep doing it.
Yeah,
nobody's interested.
Stop trying to make Van Helsing happen, guys. All right, on to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This show that you really want to see, Westworld.
We skipped Saturday? No new shows on Saturday?
Van Helsing.
Oh, that's it?
Saturday is pretty much a dead zone.
Yeah, they never
this.
Put shows on Saturdays.
Yeah. You want to know why? Because we're all out dancing.
That's true.
We're cutting a rug, Tom. Ma'am. We're kicking off our shoes. And if we are at home, we're time shifting. We're binge watching, Tom.
Yeah, and binge shifting and time watching.
So Sunday night. Now, this is the night for TV.
Yeah.
Westworld.
Can't wait.
There's a horse in it.
Yeah, probably
a
few.
And a lady. Mm-hmm. And a man in a cowboy hat.
Yeah. But then some of them are robots.
Yeah.
I think all the horses are.
I mean, that's true for any Hollywood production.
Tim.
It's illegal.
I don't want to get into
it's
this,
illegal
but it's not
to
true.
Have a horse on the set of a movie or television show. It's too dangerous.
No, it's perfectly fine.
Well... As soon as we get that legislation passed, Tom, our mechanical horse company skyrocket. Then we take that on Shark Tank.
Yeah. We're here with mechanical horses.
Mark Cuban, his face will light up.
Yeah, he'll be like, oh, $1 million.
$1 million a horse. Quantico is a show, apparently.
That's about the FBI.
Okay.
That's where the FBI training center is, Tim, in Quantico, Virginia.
Was there anything you wanted to say about Westworld?
Just that it looks good.
Cool. Oh, Tom.
Yeah.
The Simpsons is back
this
year. The
Simpsons is back. What season number is this?
28.
Wow.
Yeah. I like The Simpsons. But come on, guys.
Enough's enough.
Yeah, I like the idea of it still being on.
Yeah.
I don't like watching it, though. I want to like watching it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's still good.
The
only thing that really upsets me is when they just like get the characters dramatically wrong.
Yeah.
They like make them mean-spirited or like sexualize them.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, me neither. All that nudity. I don't know. The rest of them are the same shows that have always been on, Tom. Elementary, you don't like that because it's got a female Watson, right?
Yeah, Joan Watson.
Joan Watson.
The Walking Dead, you skip that one. That's coming back with Negan.
Who?
Negan. He's the bad guy. He's big bad.
Negan?
Not Negan.
A mean girl named Megan?
It's pronounced Megan.
I'm not a person who is like, ugh, this person has a dumb name or whatever, right? Because like,
yeah, because Tim's a dumb name.
Yeah, you name whatever. Wait, what? Megan is where I draw the line.
you are willing to correct somebody.
Like, you're making me sound like an asshole just saying it now.
Well, because it's spelled the same way as Megan.
Not always. Sometimes it's a double E.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's even worse.
Well, I don't know.
What if you started introducing yourself as Time? You're like, hi, Time? And they were like, Tim? No, it's pronounced Time.
Well, that's not...
And then you start wearing, like, eccentric clothing. a whimsical hat. And you're like, I'm Time.
What kind of whimsical? Like a wizard's hat?
I'm seeing, like, something with, like, a big feather.
All right.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem that bad to me.
Yeah. Like a... Not a fedora, but like a, like a, like a, almost like a pilgrim hat, but with a big feather.
Like, kind of like Christopher Columbus?
Yeah.
Like, because a pilgrim like hat is going to be like, it's not going to be like buckle. Flamboyant enough, right? Because they're all like, ooh, I'm going to
yeah,
be
everything's
very
the same. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this I want to stand out.
Yeah. No, it'll be like a, maybe like a maroonish hat. Or like a very, like a mauve.
And a, like a large purple feather.
Yeah, maybe even like a peacock feather.
Yeah. And then maybe some small birds
adorning
it.
Maybe
it.
Some small birds.
Yeah.
And then you can introduce yourself as Time.
All right. We've reached the end of this overstuffed Entertainment Weekly magazine.
Jeez, I'll tell you what's going to be overstuffed, my DVR. With all these great new shows.
Tim, do you have a DVR?
No, I don't have a DVR, Tim.
Do you want to solve a problem?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
Tom.
We're going to solve your problem. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom, this one comes to us from Nate.
All right.
Hi, Tim and Tom. I have a problem only you guys can solve. So I just started a blacksmithing job on Long Island.
What?
And I moved from Pennsylvania. He's probably doing the...
Oh, he's probably at old Bethpage.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Being like, oh, this is what people used to do.
Yeah.
I did a working interview at the beginning of last month, and they decided to hire me a few weeks later.
I guess you'd have to do a working interview for something like that.
You can't just be like, yeah, I'm a blacksmith.
Yeah.
I'm good at blacksmithing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was doing the working interview, I left a special ruler... of sentimental value in the shop. After moving to Long Island a few weeks later and starting work, I noticed the ruler in my boss's toolbox. I asked him where he got it, and he thinks he got it at a yard sale for $1, even though it's mine. Do I confront him about it being mine and there was a mistake, or do I spend $50 on a brand new one even though the original one was a gift? Or do I do the sneaky option and have it, quote, magically disappear? Any advice or insight would help me out. You guys are the wisest, most intelligent people on the internet. Thanks, Nate.
Well, the easy solution is you spend $50 to get a new one, and then you pull the switcheroo.
Yeah, but the other thing is, like, you can't just let people get away with that.
Yeah.
Is that a power move by his boss?
No, I don't think so, but I don't know.
Maybe that whole village restoration of the ground. Teach him a, teach him a goddamn lesson.
Yeah, teach him who's got all the power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, luckily his boss is never going to listen to this because what is he going to do? Blacksmith an iPhone to download some apps onto and
good luck.
Listen to podcasts. You can't have it mysteriously disappear because you already asked about it.
Right.
So if you've shown your hand.
Yeah.
And you'll definitely get fired for stealing from the boss on your first week.
Yeah, you know what you do? Does this make him look like too much of a sniveling coward?
I don't know.
He goes out, he does your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You buy the identical one. And then you'd be like, hey, I'm going to level with you, boss, mm-hmm. boss man. And don't even be like, it's because you're a fucking scoundrel that I'm doing this.
Right. Well, probably always best to not say that in negotiations.
Yeah. Just be like, I'm pretty sure I left that here during my working thing,
mm-hmm.
and it has sentimental value to me.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a replacement. Can I switch these back?
Yeah.
And then, like if it's all the same to you, that just is real special to me. Because mm-hmm. he'll feel like such a jerk,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll get the benefit of the doubt in any situation. And he'll be like, ah, this Nate, he's a good shit.
Like, yeah, but what if that guy is like, no, I told you, I bought it at a yard sale.
Well, then you call the loony bin and have him cart it off. Because there's no way he bought it for $1 at a yard sale.
Because if I was sure I bought something at a yard sale.
Yeah, but what if
and somebody did that, I would be like, wait, did you not hear me the first time? It's not yours.
Well, you're a mean person, Tom.
Well, so is Smithers.
Yeah.
Blacksmiths.
Yeah. They're known to be an ornery bunch.
Yeah, they're around all that tough metal all the time.
Yeah.
They get hardened too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a clever solution to this.
What if you made an identical ruler out of metal?
Ooh, he might be impressed.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, I want you to have this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be like, and then you'll be like, oh, but what will I measure with?
Yeah.
And he'll be like, here, have mine, Nate.
Mm-hmm. How $50 for a ruler, huh? But then this guy's saying he got it for $1. He's just insulting him. He's rubbing salt in the wound.
No, it's.
He's like, not. Yeah, no, it's mine. Oh, this cheap piece of shit.
You got to find a way to take over this blacksmithing operation and really sock it to this guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tim. I know a perfect way. In secret, build a jail.
Oh, he's got all the materials for it.
Yeah, all the materials. Just slowly, piece by piece, bar by bar.
And you can just put it up around the shop. He'll just think you're working on something. And then suddenly one day.
And before he knows it, you can be like, I'm just going to go get lunch. You want anything? He's like, no, I'm good. And then the last thing he hears is,
yeah.
Oh, no. You built a jail around me. I didn't even notice.
Serves you right, you scoundrel.
Yeah.
Now I own this blacksmithing operation.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you starve to death.
That's
and then
what,
just watch him, his body wither away.
That happened in The Walking Dead. Somebody built a jail just to watch somebody starve to death in.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty hardcore, huh?
It's a messed up show.
Yeah.
It's cute when you and I talk about it.
Right.
On that
it's
show, though.
Messed up when people do it for real.
Yeah. Real life.
Real life's not so pretty sometimes when zombies are around. That's the tagline for The Walking Dead.
It's effective.
But, well, it's became one of the most popular shows, Tim.
All right, Tom. I think we can mark that one as solved.
Yeah. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, you can email us, thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. You can find out more about us on the internet at tcgte.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter, @completeguide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @TomReynolds.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @yourpaltim.
And if you want to support the show, you can do it the easy way. tcgt.com/Amazon, where you do your Amazon shopping, doesn't cost you an extra dime. Or,
not even a dime.
And or the fun way, tcgt.com/pledge, where you get a bunch of fun bonus stuff, such as at a weekly episode of the mini show, Amazing Facts. This week, Amazing Facts about Julius Caesar, the salad dressing guy.
That's Paul Newman.
Oh, wow. I take it back then.
Yeah. That makes sense that your fact Julius Caesar starred in the movie Cool Hand Luke didn't make any sense.
It was my amazing fact that he ate over 100 hard-boiled eggs in a movie. You can check out our Reddit, reddit.com/r/TCGTE.
That's run by Kat. Kat is cool.
Yeah. With a K.
Yeah, she's not a real cat.
All right.
I was really impressed originally when I was like, oh, this is run by a cat?
Yeah. Wow. Even more impressive.
Yeah. How did it must take so long to type with just the two paws?
A lot of going back and deleting.
Yeah. Maybe I thought maybe there was like a slightly larger custom keyboard. So instead of the
the regular size. Yeah.
The keys would be the size of a cat's paw.
Right.
Still, that would take a really long time.
Yeah. Well, Tim, if...
maybe the cat had a wand in its mouth. But it turns out it was Cat, a human person named Cat.
Yep. What a world.
It blows my mind.
What was the show you're most excited about this fall, Tim?
I'd have to say South Park.
Tim, that's the show you spent all this time talking crap about.
I just want to see their take on everything.
Yeah.
I wonder what their take on the election will be. Do you think it'll be that both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are both bad?
I think they actually said that they're not doing an election episode.
Good. Good. Yeah. I'd be happier if they're like, we're not doing an election episode because we're shooting ourselves into space and you'll never hear from us again.
Maybe they'll do one and tell everyone to vote for Jill Stein.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Casting my ballot. I'm on the Stein drain.
The Stein mine.
Jill Steinfield.
All right. We'll see you next week.